Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Punishment and Reward of Kali, Text 9. Ma Sarvayatra Shucho Vyetu Te Vrishalad Bayam Ma Rodir Amba Badram Te Kalana Mayi Shastadi Masarabhayatra Masarabhayatra Sucho Vyetu Te Vrishalad Bayam Marodiramba Badram Te Kalana Mahishashtadi Masarabhayatra Sucho Vyetu Te Vrishalad Bayam Marodiramba Badram Te Kalana mai shastari Masarabhayatra Sucho Vyetu Te Vrishalad Bayam Maro Diramba Badram Te Kalana mai shastari Masarabhayatra Sucho Vyetu Te Vrishalad Bayam Marodiramba Badram Te Shastri Sarabhayatra Sucho Vaishnavis. Masabeya Sucho Shastri Masarabeya Sucho Varodhirava Badram Te Amaya Sasri Varodhirava Bhadramte Vaishasari Ma do not Saurabeya O son of Surabhi Atra in my kingdom Shuchaha lamentation Vietu let there be Te your Vishalat by the Shudra Bayam because of fear Ma do not Rodihi cry Amba mother cow Badram all good Te unto you Kalanam of the envious Mayi, while I am living, Shastari, the ruler or subduer. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation, O son of Surabhi, you need lament no longer now. There is no need to fear this low-class Shudra. And, O mother cow, as long as I am living as the ruler and subduer of all envious men, there is no cause for you to cry. Everything will be good for you. Purport. Protection of bulls and cows and all other animals can be possible only when there is a state ruled by an executive head like Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit addresses the cow as mother, for he is a cultured, twice-born Kshatriya king. Surabhi is the name of the cows which exist in the spiritual planets and are especially reared by Lord Sri Krishna himself. All men are made after the form and features of the Supreme Lord. So also the cows are made after the form and features of the Surabhi cows in the spiritual kingdom. In the material world, the human society gives all protection to the human being, but there is no law to protect the descendants of Surabhi who can give all protection to men by supplying the miracle food, milk. But Maharaj Parikshit and the Pandavas were fully conscious of the importance of the cow and bull, and they were prepared to punish the cow killer with all chastisement, including death. There has sometimes been agitation for the protection of the cow, but for want of pious executive heads and suitable laws, the cow and bull are not given protection. The human society should recognize the importance of the cow and the bull and thus give all protection to these important animals, following in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit. For protecting the cows in Brahminical culture, the Lord, who is very kind to the cow and the Brahmanas, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, will be pleased with us and will bestow upon us real peace. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So Srila Prabhupada mentions in his purport, Sarabhi is the name of the cows which exist on the spiritual planets and are especially reared by Lord Sri Krishna himself. So, indeed, the supreme spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan, is literally the planet of the cows. Goloka. Go means cow, loka means planet. So, our planet, you might call it Planet of the Apes. There are 8,400,000 species of life. And why is that? Originally, by its constitutional nature, the soul belongs in the spiritual world. Jivarasrupa hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. The constitutional position of the soul is to be an eternal servant of Krishna. And Krishna desires to be served in so many different ways. You know, they say variety is the spice of life. So Krishna, in order to increase his enjoyment, ananda mayo byasat, you know, enjoyment is the principle of life in spiritual world. To increase his enjoyment, he wants to experience varieties of loving relationships. He likes the different taste of different kinds of relationships or rasas. So, there are so many types of rasas in the spiritual world and so many types of spiritual forms in which Krishna's eternal associates give him pleasure. And you know, some of these forms are the forms of plants, forms of rivers, forms of animals like the peacock, and the cow especially is being mentioned here. Sarabhi. So, some souls are not at this moment fit to exist on that spiritual level of reality. Krishna Bhaya Mukahana Bhogavanchakare Nikatashta Mayatare Japadiyadare. Some souls are in the position of having turned their face from Krishna. Why Bhogavanchakare? Because they want to enjoy independently from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, all of these souls, they're still part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivam so jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanaha. They are my eternal fragmental parts and parcels. But although they have their swarupa, their original spiritual form and position, that cannot be used for anything other than pure loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the souls in the material world, they require another form, another kind of body. And because there are so many different kinds of material desires, which are actually reflections, perverted reflections of the soul's original spiritual desires to try to give pleasure to Krishna in so many different ways. Because there are so many of these kinds of material desires, Krishna provides a full range of bodies for the conditioned souls to occupy in the material world. And among them are human bodies and cow bodies. And as Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport, as men are made after the form and features of the Supreme Lord, so also the cows are made after the form and features of the Sarabi cows in the spiritual kingdom. So they're reflections. The bodies in this world are reflections of original spiritual forms in the spiritual world. So, you know, there's a system for manifesting these different kinds of bodies. And each universe, because there are many universes, there's the first created being, Brahma, you know, the chief demigod. And from him come the Prajapatis, the generators of the bodies of the different kinds of the different kinds that the conditioned souls occupy in the material world. And in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a description of how this takes place. The Prajapati in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam is Daksha, and he has daughters who he gives in marriage to different sages and demigods. And by the reproductive activities of these Prajapatis, they generate the original forms of different kinds of plants and animals and human beings and other types of creatures that then go on to reproduce by themselves in the material level of reality. So, one of the daughters, we learn, her name was Sarabi. And her offspring included the animals with cloven hooves, the buffalo, the cow, and related creatures. So, there are Sarabi cows in the spiritual world, in Goloka. There are also Sarabi cows in the planets of the demigods, the heavenly planets. And sometimes these Sarabi cows from the heavenly planets. They are imported to the Earth planet, to our world. Just like sometimes plants from the heavenly planets, the demigod planets, are brought by this to this world, like the Parijata plant, very beautiful flowering plant. You know, Krishna got one for his wife in Dwarka, Queen Rukmini. And Satyabhama, another one of Krishna's wives in Dwarka, she became a little bit envious, and she also wanted a Parijata tree. So Krishna got one for her also, you know, from the heavenly planets, from Indra. So sometimes, you know, these Sarabi cows, which have the feature that they can give unlimited quantities of milk at any time. Sometimes they appear also in this world. Regular cow has to be milked at a certain time, and it only gives a certain amount. But that is a special feature of these Sarabi cows. So once there was a sage, a brahmana, Jamadagni. You know, he had one of these Sarabi cows. And King Kartavirya Arjuna came to visit him in the forest because he'd heard about this amazing cow that was giving unlimited quantities of milk at any time one might desire. So this sage Jamadagni, he was able to carry out all of his brahminical activities. He always had sufficient milk, sufficient ghee, which is required for sacrifice. I remember when, you know, I was in the Washington, D.C. temple, you know, I learned how to make ghee. You know, you take butter and you bring it to the boiling point, and the so-called impurities come out, and you're left with a very pure golden liquid, which is especially necessary for sacrificial performances, the performance of yajna. So the sage Jamadagni, he had this cow, and this king Kartavirya Arjuna wanted it, and he actually stole it from Jamadagni and took it away to his kingdom. So the son of Jamadagni was Parashuram, and he went and retrieved the cow. And then his... Anyways, it's a long story, but just to make it short, the Kshatriyas in the dynasty of Kartavirya Arjuna took the cow again, and Parashuram, who is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord, an avatar, he destroyed the Kshatriyas, it said, 21 times and drove some of them out of India. But in any case, eventually the cow was recovered. So, another time, one of these Sarabi cows came to this planet was during Krishna's time. Krishna was in Vrindavan, and he convinced his father, Nanda Maharaj, and the other cowherd men to stop a sacrifice they were preparing to make for Lord Indra, the chief, the demigod who's in charge of bringing the rain to water the crops and pasturing grounds. So it's a very important ceremony for the cowherd community. And Krishna interrupted it, said, no, offer everything instead of to Indra to Govardhan Hill. So the cowherd men, they did that. They arranged the sacrifice just as Krishna, child Krishna, told them. And Indra was upset by this. So he sent his storm clouds, not his nice, pleasant rain clouds, but his storm clouds, to retaliate against these personalities who had defied him by stopping his sacrifice. So the clouds poured down rain for days and days on Vrindavan, and the place was going to be destroyed. But Krishna, child Krishna, lifted the Govardhan Hill like an umbrella to shelter the cows of Vrindavan and the residents of Vrindavan. So Indra realized that he had created some offense, and Lord Brahma instructed him that you should go to Vrindavan with the Sarabi cow from the heavenly planets, and you should offer your apologies to Krishna. So he did that. He went, the Sarabi cow from the heavenly planets went, and she offered her prayers to Krishna. And she said, "You be our Indra." In other words, she was kind of tired of being under the control of Indra, the demigod. She wanted to directly surrender to Krishna himself, along with all of her offspring, because when she came, all the cows in Vrindavan kind of recognized her, and they came along. She said, "You be our Indra. You be our protector." And, of course, Krishna accepted that. So, when we see what importance Krishna gave to the protection of the cows and the bulls, And when we see these histories of how in the past there were rulers of great civilizations, you know, like Maharaj Parikshit and others, who were dedicated to the protection of the cows and the bulls, we can only lament our present situation when it's not like that. Of course, we can try to show a good example, and there are some places where we are, you know, demonstrating to people how to give protection to the cows and bulls, like the Krishna Valley community in Hungary. You know, they have, you know, very nice goshala for the cows and the bulls. Bhaktivedanta Manor in England, other places as well, you know, Mayapur and Vrindavan. So we're trying to show the example as best we can. Of course, there's so much room for improvement. So many more things can be done. It's like everything else we're trying to do in Krishna consciousness, spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. It's in the beginning stages. We're so limited and imperfect in our efforts to please Krishna and the previous acharyas. But, I mean, the only hope is that if we continue to make our humble efforts, Krishna will be in some way pleased. So, does anybody have any comments, questions? Swavas, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Just a short comment. I just recently received a message by email about some committee that was formulated for global warming by the UN. And in the, one of the conclusions of you know, decreasing or avoiding this doomsday philosophy is that they suggested that there should be less meat eaten throughout the whole world. And I think especially the United States, that that is one of the biggest causes for global warming. And they suggest that meat should be taken less, and that would preserve the soil, the earth, and these gases that are going into the atmosphere. Just thought that was a good little thing to share about this cow protection.
Haribo! Kriya Shakti. Kriya Shakti.
There's been some discussion lately about, since the part that we're reading now in the Bhagavatam is about a righteous government and the duty of the king, and there has also been some discussion about the separation of church and state. And I'd like to comment on that, if I may.
Okay. Comment, please.
The separation of church and state, this idea was brought by the founding fathers that the church, that the state could not dictate to anyone what religion they should be, nor would there be a state religion, an official religion of our country, that everyone had the right to choose. But nowadays, it's been translated as that the church shouldn't get mixed up in the government business. But we can see from everything that the Constitution and the Founding Fathers have established that they wanted that the government, that the church should guide the government. We have on our coins, "In God We Trust," before a president is sworn in, they put their hand on the Bible and they say, "So help me God." And Tulsi Gabbard was sworn in with Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. And we see also that on the Supreme Court building that was constructed in 1930, that there was, that there's a depiction of Moses with the Ten Commandments. And there's so many other examples, but we see now that in Kali Yuga that it's become degraded, that the converse of this is actually not true, that the church should not get mixed up in the government's business. This was not the original idea, but it's been translated like that, and now we see that prayer has been taken out of schools, and I think they even want to take "In God We Trust" out of the coins. But our country was founded on religious freedom and religious principles that would help to guide the government.
Okay, nice comment. Thank you. Anything else? Archita Prabhu.
Very well said, Kriya Shakti. But the current law is, if you're a 501c3 corporation, which we are, you cannot support any one political candidate. Otherwise, the government can revoke your position as a 501c3 corporation, which we don't want. We don't want to have to pay taxes just to support some candidate. We can't do that. We cannot, from the pulpit, as they call it, or from the Vyasa side, support any one political candidate. Otherwise, we're in risk of losing our 501c3 corporation.
Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. They could have been sued. Somebody should have sued them. Or I'm surprised nobody did. But that's the law. That's the law. They could have been sued.
I've heard that there was some...
Wait, Mark, he's speaking.
Okay. This perhaps is not the right place and time to discuss these things. But I have heard that the current administration has administratively taken away that regulation. But some other time and place. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.